Our darling wandered far away while she was out at play. Out in the woods, she couldn't hear a sound. She was our darling girl, the sweetest thing in all the world. We looked for her, but she couldn't be found. I heard the scream of a little girl away. Her and daddy, there's an awful, dreadful sleigh. I ran as fast as I could through the dark and dreary woods, but I reached my darling girl too late. Surely die, because the snake was warning me close by. And I held it to my face. She said, oh daddy, kill that snake. It's getting dark, tell mommy goodbye. I heard the scream of a little girl far, far away. Her and daddy, there's an awful, dreadful snake. I ran as fast as I could through the dark and dreary woods, but I reached my darling girl too late.
Yeah.
You wanna get your eyes knocked out. Lord, if you wanna get your fill. Pretty progressive, ain't it? Well, if you wanna get your head shot off, just climb a curvy hill line. My daddy make on whiskey up on Curvy Hill, just like his dad before him, man, an old pot belly still. He never takes a stranger heading up that way. When he hear him talk about it, this is what it say. Yeah, you wanna get your eyes knocked out, you wanna get your fill, you wanna get your head shot off, just climb a curvy hill. One night some revenueers thought they'd take the old man down. They asked about the way up Curvy Hill all over town. They headed up the mountain round about 10:30. Figured now it's safe to say we ain't never seeing them again. Wanna get your eyes knocked out, wanna get your fill, wanna get your head shot off, just climb up Curvy Hill. Granddaddy used to talk like a war to the government. Back when old Jeff Davis slayed with the present tense. They watched the armies marching up, they watched the folk march by. No army never took this hill, no army dared to try. Wanna get your eyes knocked out, wanna get your fill, wanna get your head shot off, just climb up Curvy Hill. Lately up on Curvy Hill, I'm planting seeds of my own. They fetch a pretty price when they're good grown. I seen the helicopters sent by the DA. They bury their eyes like I knew my buds. They'll say the hell away. Hey, you wanna get your eyes not fell, wanna get your fill, wanna get your head shot off, just climb up Curvy Hill. Wanna get your eyes not fell, wanna get your fill, wanna get your head shot off, just climb up Curvy Hill. Wanna get your head shot off, just climb up Curvy Hill. Wanna get your head shot off, just climb up Curvy Hill. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm starting to get excited now. We are Hayseed Dixie, and we are here tonight to testify. We are here to bear witness to the manifest truth that the lost highway of Brother Hank Williams and the highway to hell, verily, verily, I say unto you, they are the same road, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
I know you know, I know you know. There are exactly four key ingredients to any song worth singing. Any song that's not a Coldplay song. Oh, God, I hate that band. And I know some of y'all are going to be sitting there, you doubting Thomas, as you're going to say, yeah, well, they're selling more tickets than you're selling. And I'll say, yeah, well, you're not watching the Alabama Shakes tonight. You're here watching. I'll say, no. No, they're cool, actually. I hate being booked against them. But regarding Coldplay, I would just say, hey, you know, McDonald's is also the world's best-selling restaurant. So tonight we have a select congregation of exclusive, tasteful people. And we're going to talk about the four key elements to any song worth singing, and they are drinking, cheating, killing, and hell. That's what we're going to sing about tonight. And I got a bottle of this cheap fake champagne from Spain called Cava, and I'm feeling right. It's even better out of a paper cup. You get those little buds of the wax, and makes you think that you're drinking like orange juice with the pulp, and it's better for you. That means drinking, cheating, killing, hell is what we intend to do, people, in that order. Are you with me on this? All right, well, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Well, let me hear you say hallelujah.
Well,
let me hear you say Coldplay sucks.
Coldplay sucks.
Yes, Jesus. Testify, my brother. She was the best dying woman that I ever seen. She had a sideless eyes to tell with me the lies, knocking me out with them American thighs. Take him over the ship, had to fight for real. Told me to come, but I was already there. Thought the walls was shaking, earth was quick, and my mind was saying we wasn't making it. And you should be all you should be all night long. Working overtime on my seduction line. She's a one of a kind, you know. Mine, all mine, I want no applause, just another cause. Made a meal out of jail. Come back for more. Had to cool me down and take another round. Now I'm back in the ring to take another swing. And all the walls was a shaking. Earth was a quick and my mind was singing. We wasn't making it. You shook me all night long. Oh, you shook me all night long. Knocking me out, I say to you, shook me all night long. You gave it to me and you shook me all. Tennessee, ever. right, well, I was born and raised there. I was born there 46 years ago. And the reason I'm talking about it, in this next verse, I mention a place called Dickerson Pike. Do y'all know where that's at? In Nashville. Well, when I was a kid growing up in Nashville, Dickerson Pike was the place that had all the no-tail motels on it. You know what I'm saying? And all the truck drivers coming up 65 used to make dates on the CB radio, and they would meet up in the little brick old block, what I call Skull Orchard, but the cinder block little roadside bars where you drink Falstaff beer in a can. It was in the 1970s, early 80s. There was one motel there, Four Chord. There was one motel there called the Airways Motel. Had a sign out front that said, hotel rooms, 3 hours, $17. I remember asking my mother, as an innocent young child, Mom, why would anybody want a hotel room for just 3 hours, $5.40? And she said, well, maybe they're just not very tired. Back to the one. If you go to Nashville today and you look at Dickerson Pike, you're going to wonder what that stupid hillbilly was on about. Because now, Nashville's been totally re-gentrified, and they've torn down all those disgusting, decrepit, beautiful, lovely, wonderful, happening buildings, and in their place, they have put 5- and 6-story glass and metal steel structures, and the whole place looks like a suburb of Copenhagen, Denmark now. I am not singing about the Dickerson Pike of now. I am singing about the Dickerson Pike of when I was a child. I'm singing about the lost America. Went for a honeymoon down in Nashville, and we got a room out on Dickerson Pike. You know, the desk clerk asked me, he said, how old is she? And I said, man, she's old enough to know what I like. 'Cause I married the moonshiner's daughter. How could I go wrong? 'Cause the moonshiner's daughter cooks some more than water. She makes me liquor all night long. No, I said, the moonshiner's daughter cooks some more than water. She makes me liquor all night long. Thank you. attorney. Ashes where the body's burning. No more pigs had power. And the goddess struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling. Begging mercy for the sin. Satan laughs and spreads his wings. Take a second and drink a little, shall we? Are you drinking with us out there? All right, cheers. This next song is a song about drinking. Or more specifically, it's a song about drinking after you were older than 40. How many of y'all are older than 40? Then you'll know what I mean when I say the hangovers hurt more than they used to. Cornbread and iced teas took the place of pills and night proof. It seems like none of us do things quite like we used to do. And nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. But I think I know why that is. It's all because of something called tolerance. Well, look, I'm 46, and that means that probably like yourself, for about the last 36 years, I've been trying to drink a little every day. And when you do that, you develop a tolerance, which means it takes more to get you where you're trying to get to than it used to take, yeah? And I'm on the edge of something good here. I mean, it used to be when I was a 16-year-old kid, I could shotgun 5 or 6 cans of beer real quick. Schaefer Light, or y'all remember Milwaukee's Best, and Stroh's. Stroh's came in a 15-pack. You could split that with your buddy. We'd shotgun it real quick, and then we'd get all dizzy and giddy, and we'd spin up, and we'd throw up, and we'd pass out, and then a few hours later, we'd come to and be just fine. But now, hell, 5 or 6 cans of beer, that's just like a hors d'oeuvre. That's like a good beginning. It's like, you go up those down real quick and you say, God damn, what's for breakfast? And when you're doing it like that, see, you got to expect it's going to take a little bit longer to get through your system. I mean, hell, most of the time now, I don't even start to feel the hangover till about dinner time the next day. You know what I mean? Feel a little bit bubbly all day long, and then about dinner time, you're getting the grill cranked up, and up comes your hangover, taps you on the shoulder, because it's got its own personality. Hands me a business card, and it says in a German accent, Jahr, ich bin deine Karte, wenn hier ganze Tage ist mir ein Vergnügel bei dir zu sein. Because when you're my age, your hangover always talks to you like a 70s German Scheiße porn star.
Oh ja, das gefällt mir sehr. Meine Scheiße ist sehr lecker. Ja, schmeckt gut, ja. Es mehr, nur es weiter.
And I'm just saying this because I've been hearing all the people on the public radio saying that the world needs more tolerance, right?
Let that one settle in a little bit. No, man, the only people who talk like that are people who want to raise your alcohol taxes. Let's take a second and drink a little. Oh, man, it's my contention the world needs less tolerance. We need a lot less tolerance. Tolerance is giving me powerful German-speaking hangovers and wrecking up my good life, and I'm on the edge of something good here, man. Drinking beer ain't fun like it used to be. I just don't get drunk anymore. I think I might just stop for a year and not drink a thing, so I get good drunk like I did before. Tolerance, people say we need tolerance. Well, I wish I could give them some of mine, 'cause I worked so hard to build it up, now it's got me down. Tolerance keeps me from feeling fine. Lord, Lord, just tolerate the misery all the time.
Smoking pot ain't fun like it used to be.
Why's that?
I just don't get high anymore.
That's tolerance, bro.
I think I might just go for a year and not smoke a thing. And I can get good stoned like I did before.
It's tolerance. People say we need tolerance. Well, I wish I could give them some of mine. 'Cause I worked so hard to build it up, now it's got me down. Tolerance keeps me from feeling fine. Lord, Lord,
loving you ain't fun the way it used to be. Baby, I just don't get excited anymore. I think I might have to leave you, girl, and go wandering over here and find me another girl. Turn me on once more.
It's tolerance. People say we need tolerance. I wish I could give them some of mine. 'Cause I worked so hard to build it up, now it's got me down. Tolerance keeps me from feeling fine. Lord, Lord, tolerate the misery all the time. Lord, Lord, tolerate the misery all the time.
Till I talk to your daddy, he say, said you ain't seen nothing till you're down on the muffin, and you sure to be changing your way. Man, a cheerleader was a real young bleeder, all the times I could reminisce. 'Cause the best things I love him were her sister and her cousin, only started with the little kids, I guess. Saw swinging with the balls in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Singing, hey, get a diddle with your kitty in the middle and you swing like you didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play. But me, she was fooling 'cause she knew what she was doing when she told me how to walk this way. Told me to walk this way, talk this way. Say, walk this way, talk this way. She told me to walk this way, talk this way. Say, walk this way, talk this way. And just give me a kiss. Sassy little skirt climbed her way up her knee. There was three young ladies in the school gym locker, wouldn't notice they were looking at me. Was a high school loser, never made it with a lady till the boys told me something to miss. And the next door neighbor with the daughter had a favorite, something gave her this little kiss like this out here. With the balls in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Singing, hey, diddle diddle,
brother with your kitty in the middle, and you swang like you didn't care. So we took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she was fooling, cause she knew what she was doing when she told me how to walk this way. She told me to walk this way, talk this way. She said, walk this way, I'll talk this way. She told me to walk this way, talk this way. Say, walk this way, walk this way. Hey, just give me a kiss. Some will lose, some on the same. the light ohne dich. Ohne dich zähl ich die Stunden ohne dich. Mit dir stehen die Sekunden lohnen nicht.
Nice girl's not one little defect,
cellophane shrink wrap so correct. Red dots under illegal eggs. She looks so good that he gets down and begs. She's watching the detectives. Oh, he's so cute. She's watching the detectives. Oh, that man shoot, 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 shoot. Beat him up until the teardrops start. But he can't be wounded cause he's got no heart. Just like watching the detectives. Whoa. Porco Dio Carne. Du bist scheiße. Du bist scheiße. Scheiße. Coldplay rocks. Coldplay rocks. Whoa. Laying in the backyard. He's laying in the backyard, rolling in his head. He's laying in the backyard. Laying in the backyard, reckon that he's dead. He's laying in the backyard. Laying in the backyard, rolling in his head. He's laying in the backyard. Laying in the backyard, I reckon that he's dead. He's laying in the backyard, I reckon. Pleasure is to play, don't make no difference what you say. I'm sure you agree, the only card in me is the ace of spades. The ace of spades are right. Playing for the high wall, dancing with the devil, going with the flow, it's all again to me. Yeah, 7 or 11. Snake eyes are watching you. So double up or quit. Double space is weird. The ace of spades. The ace of spades are right. What you know, I'm born to lose. And gambling's for fools. That's the way I like it, baby. I ain't gonna live forever. Yeah, don't forget the bastards. Noticed how that when somebody gets abducted by aliens, they always come back and tell the same story. You notice that? For example, nobody ever gets abducted and comes back and says,
Well, the aliens counted to see how many fingers I had. No! Nobody ever comes back and says, well, the aliens did a swab of my cheek for a DNA sample. No! That's right, because every single person that gets abducted comes back and says,
then the aliens inserted the probe into my behind.
Oh, why that? Let's just say you saw me walking down Patton Avenue there looking for some place so I could get an espresso macchiato. Yeah, that says a lot. If you saw me walking down the street looking for an espresso macchiato or even a cappuccino for life, would that seem like the most obvious place to examine my innards to you?
Nine.
I mean, look, it should be reasonable to assume that if the aliens can come all the way down here from another planet, they must have a lot of technology, man. More technology than we have. I mean, we can't go to their planet and shove stuff up their ass. Not that that wouldn't be fun. But we can't do it yet. So they're obviously more advanced than we are. So you should think that they should be able to just, I don't know, scan us or something. But no! Every single person who gets abducted, every single time, they always come back and say,
then the aliens inserted the probe instrument into my rectal cavity.
Now look, I can think of only two possible reasons why that always happens. Well, first off, look, let's just get something straight here. In order to have a conversation, you got to agree on what certain things mean. That's what's happening in American politics now. People don't use the same definitions of anything. That's why I don't like terms like liberal and conservative. They don't mean anything anymore. Everybody's got this different definition. That means we're going to drink a little beer with you. Thank you very much, sir. You are my hero. But I'm having to hope it gets all, dude. Dude, you are my hero. Let's all take a second and drink a little. Hell yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But no, man, the way I look at truth is that truth is nothing but verifiable, repeatable patterns. If you got patterns that repeat and you can verify them amongst people who don't know each other, you got a claim to truth. If you got a pattern you can only repeat and nobody else can verify it, you got a religion. So, now we got that straight. Since every single person who gets abducted every single time comes back and talks about the probe being inserted into their butt, that's a truth claim and I'm going to take it seriously. I can think of only two possible reasons why everybody who's abducted comes back and says the same thing. Either one, the aliens actually are such an advanced race that they know what this man right here I'm sure knows, and what I reckon you probably know, is that kind of sex is the best kind of birth control, ain't it, bro? Hell yeah!
Maybe for y'all.
Well, or possibly all the people who have been abducted by some weird kind of psychosexual butt rape fantasy they hadn't quite admitted to themselves. I don't know. It's one or the other.
That's a lot more like it.
I'll let y'all work it out. Or work it back in, whichever the case may be.
If it works out, you know?
Right now we want to play you a song in honor of all those individuals who have been probed and are pleasured, whichever the case may be, because there's a fine, fine line between disgusted and attracted, isn't there, bro? Have any of y'all ever been abducted and probed, by the way? Anybody? So we'll sing this song for you, my brother. So they abducted him, but not you, is that right? They left you at home. And he came back and said, you're never gonna believe what happened to me. Do you believe him? Oh, ye of little faith. Let me have a decor there, bro. Well, I saw the light. They returned last night unanswered. Questions torture me. I want to know how they unlocked my door. Why's my rectum sore? And why do I twitch when I watch E.T.? Alien abduction probe happens all over the globe. They came to scratch their itch, left me crying in a ditch. It's all so cruel and cold. They put my life on hold. Getting old, alien abduction probe. Well, they stuck a microchip up in the hole between my hips, and it was such a gross indignity. It was involuntary cornholation, courtesy of the alien nation. Why did they always come for me? Alien abduction probe happens all over the globe. They came to scratch their itch, left me crying in a ditch. It's all so cruel and cold. They put my life on hold. This crap is getting old. Alien abduction probe. Let me probe you one time.
Cheap wine, getting plastered. I'm waiting for those gray green bastards. It's the only way that I can make them understand.
And I'm gonna do it too, by God.
Alien abduction probe happens all over the globe. They came to scratch their itch, left me crying in a ditch. It's all so cruel and cold. This crap is getting old. Alien abduction probe.
I want y'all to know, if loving the banjo is wrong, I don't want to be right. I want you to say it with me. If loving the banjo is wrong, yes, Lord. Make it manifest. So you ready to testify for these people?
Dad, I'm getting there, but
I don't have
it. Not sure yet.
All right, you ready to testify now?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, he's ready to testify. I want you to bear witness, bro. I want you to make it manifest. And I want you to hold on to the unchanging neck of the banjo now. Greatest beard in the Western world.
It's a damn good beard too, man. It's a real good beard from my mate right there. It's a damn good beard.
And when I say the greatest beard, I do not mean
beard,
one of those goofy little. I don't mean one of them goofy little espresso macchiato drinking hipster beards. No. I mean a true proper Nelson's Revenge at the Battle of Trafalgar. I mean Plato meets Karl Marx meets Socrates meets Charles Dickens in a no-holds tag team grudge match. That's Jake the Bass Man Byers drinking black coffee and playing the bass right there, y'all.
Thank you, man. We got some barley.
Oh, hell yeah. So, Brother Jake.
Yeah, man.
What I want to know right now, and what I'm sure this entire congregation would like to know is.
Anything, man. I'm honest, man.
What kind of song do you want to play right now?
Oh, that's easy, man. I don't even have to think about it, because I always want to play a killing song!
Brother Jake wants to play a killing song.
That's right.
He's feeling bloody. What kind of song do you want to hear? Killing song, that's good. That's good, that's what we're going to play. This next song is the greatest killing song ever written. If you don't agree with me that it's the greatest killing song ever written, that's cool, but you're wrong. Tell you, the truth is not democratic. Everybody can have their opinion, yes. But let me just give you Exhibit A. Let's just say we take a bunny rabbit. And don't worry, ma'am, I love bunnies. I love cute little cuddly bunnies. I just want to hold them.
Respect, pet them,
hold them, snuggle. Say we took a little bunny rabbit, and I respect that bunny rabbit's privacy, so I don't look to see if it's male or female. And we place that bunny rabbit in a dark little shoebox so he can get some sleep.
Protect the bunny.
And we can then pass around a ballot box and we can all vote on it. We can vote on whether or not the rabbit is male or female.
Vote on the bunny.
And then we can get a tally at the end and we can decide what our opinion is collectively on the gender of the rabbit. But none of that's going to change anything about the matter of fact when Jake over here, who likes to make Hassenbraten, takes the rabbit out and starts peeling its skin off so he can soak it in milk and salt.
That's right.
No matter what our opinion was about our vote, it ain't going to change nothing about whether the rabbit's got cock and balls or not. You see what I'm saying? Matters of fact are not democratic, y'all.
Two, three.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? I'm caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. Or is the poor boy? I need no sympathy. Anyway, the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me. To me. Killed a man, put a gun against his head, pull my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I'm gonna throw it all away. Mama, it's a thing to make you cry. From that back in the sun tomorrow, carry on, as if nothing really matters. It's too late, my time has come. Shivers down my spine, body's aching all the time. Goodbye, goodbye. I gotta go, gotta leave you all behind. Face the truth, mama. Silhouette of a man, scaramouche, please, the fandango. Galileo, Figaro. Oh, I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me. Easy come, easy go, will you let me go? Let's spin it, let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go.
Mamma mia,
wonderful life could be.
does it to me. Cancer, infecto, lunatic, and being the best part of the deal, of course. Oh, yeah, good to hear, Jay, you have rest. After it, bitter.
Schnaps, das war's ein letztes Wort. Da jubeln die Rehlein wohl. Schnaps, das war's ein letztes Wort. Da jubeln die Rehlein wohl.
Kommt in den Himmel, ein Mann hat ihn serviert. Gegen diese Anbehandlung hat der Lübeck protestiert.
Das war sein letztes Wort, der Tugel ging in die Rehleinfurt. Schnaps, das war sein letztes Wort, der Tugel ging in die Rehleinfurt.
Mach schnell, mein Bruder! So kommt in die Hölle, denn hat ein Durstzuckraum. Aber aus der heißen Städte gab es nichts in dem Lokal.
Das war sein letztes Wort, der Tugend in die Rehleinfurt. Schnaps, das war sein letztes Wort, der Tugend in die Rehleinfurt.
Mach weiter, mein Bruder. Geht er durch das Weltall, voller Tränen ins Gesicht. Den der Wimmer zwei Rakete, aber Kneipen gibt es nicht.
Schnaps, das war sein letztes Wort, der Tugend gibt die Rehleinfurt. Schnaps, das war sein letztes Wort, der Tugend gibt die Rehleinfurt.
Noch einmal.
Schnaps, das war sein letztes Wort, der Tugend gibt die Rehleinfurt.
Cha-cha-cha! Danke sehr, vielen Dank, das war wunderbar. Out there, Banjo, spielen hier, bitte, noch mal, hier now. Another second and drink a little, shall we? Since it's my hero done bought me a second bottle of this sparkling stuff, we're gonna have to drink a little. Y'all drinking with us still? Alright.
And the woohoo girls go.
Woohoo! Woo!
Well, the first time I heard this next song would have been about 1985. I would have been about 15 years old. And the first time I heard this next song, I thought that it was about my mother. I thought it was a song about being angry at my mother because she'd just thrown away my best porno magazine. That meant a lot in 1985 when you were 15, man. There was no internet. Hell, Al Gore hadn't created it yet. You couldn't just go to youporn.com and download this stuff for free, man. You had to steal it from your father. You know what I'm talking about. And I feel bad for all the young guys that are coming up now that they're not going to get to have that kind of relationship with their old man, you know. Knowing what he's into and like knowing what the parents of all your friends were into as well. Because you know what would happen, man. You get a magazine after a little while, you start getting used to it. And then you call up your friend and you say, hey, man, you want to swap magazines? So you'd find out like what all the parents were into, too.
Keep it fresh.
Now, man, you just got all these kids sitting all alone by themselves in these dark rooms with computer screens and hours on end. It's not very social, is it? I'm just doing this whole like guitar chord thing because all the singer-songwriters do it. It makes them seem more deep and interesting.
You own the deep and interesting.
Sometimes when they're talking, though, it makes them seem like they're really thinking about it. Steve Earle does that a lot. He'll go back to being real quiet. He'll mumble at you for a little while. Chris Christopherson does it a lot, too. He'll be like,
yeah, me and Peck and Paul, we sat out there in a little cafe out there in the desert, and that's when Dean came in. Dean had a real bad case of crabs. I said, Dean, man, your crabs getting all over my pancakes. Get the fuck out of here, Dean, man.
Yeah, makes me seem more interesting. But now that I've grown up, I've realized this next song is not about being mad at my mom or about porn. It's actually about something much more important. This next song is about fracking. So the next time you're having one of those Occupy rallies and you're feeling all sanctimonious and proud of yourself because you're changing the damn world by using the plastic bag at the grocery store, you're sitting out in front of some courthouse, you're trying to get that girl right there or that girl right there to drink just a little more of that Boone's Farm strawberry wine because you heard that song about it and you thought maybe if you got her to drink some more, she'd maybe show you her breasts. And if you are that girl, go on and show him your breasts. You're going to anyway. In the fullness of time, that's what we're all here for, isn't it? Swap genetic material and evolve new ideas which don't include stupid bullshit like racism, the designated hitter rule. What the hell is that? If you're going to play in the field, swing at the damn ball. It's what I did in Little League is good enough for me. It ought to be good enough for a man making millions of damn dollars. Clap with us, y'all. We're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it. We're not gonna take it anymore, hallelujah, Lord. We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. We got the right to choose, and there ain't no way we're losing. This is our life, this is our song. We'll fight the powers that be, just don't choose our destiny, cause you don't know us, you don't belong. Cause we're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. So condescending, and your gall is never ending. But we don't want nothing, not a thing from you. Cause your life is tragic, it's boring and confiscated. If that's your best won't do. Oh.
Take it anymore.
Sing with us, testify.
Say, we're not gonna take it.
No.
ain't gonna take it.
Hallelujah, said
we're not gonna take it anymore.
This train is bound for glory, testify. Y'all. That's because I can. A lot of guys that are professional have somebody that they call a guitar tech. It's the first string I've broken in 29 shows. But they have somebody they call a guitar tech who runs around with a little mag light and he hands them guitars and all that kind of stuff. That little guy will cost you about $150 a day, plus you got to bed and breakfast him, you got to get him around, and then you got to kick his ass when he's trying to snake dog the lady you're trying to snake dog when you have to go take a piss. I just saved myself about $150 a bed and breakfast bill and having to kick a boy's ass. This next song's about my granddaddy, y'all. My granddaddy was the meanest man I ever met in my life. But he made the best corn liquor whiskey up in East Tennessee, y'all. Oh, when I get hungry, I'll drink and I get dry. Life out there don't kill me, then I guess I'll never die. I'll tune up my fiddle, I'll rosin up my bow. Find a girl to hold me tight anywhere I go. Corn liquor's what I care. Don't give me corn liquor, boy, somebody's gonna die. Somebody's gonna die, boy, oh, somebody's gonna die. It was corn liquor, and eyes are big enough ass. I drink the whole vein dry, tell them all to kiss my ass. Got a guitar in the left hand, pistol in the right. I don't give a good goddamn, we play it if we fight. Corn liquor, corn liquor's what I yell. Don't give me corn liquor, boy, I see you in hell. Corn liquor, corn liquor's what I cry. Don't give me corn liquor, boy, somebody's gonna die. Somebody's gonna die, oh no, somebody's gonna die. Woo! I spend all my money, my money's my loan. I ain't never killed a man with a left hook to my own. I make my own corn liquor, I go my own smoke too. Try to smoke till I can't stand that. What the hell is it to you? Calling up, calling us, what a yell. Don't give me corn liquor, boy, I see you in hell. Calling up, calling us, what a cry. Don't give me corn liquor, boy, somebody's gonna die. Somebody's gonna die, hold on, somebody's gonna die. She likes T-bone steak. Now the bathroom scale is about to break. She used to be petite, now she can't see her feet. And all she does is lay around my house and eat. She was skinny when I met her. Used to buy her lingerie, now I wish she'd wear a sweater. All I do is work all day so I can get her more food. Well, she eats me out of house and home. I used to like to love her, now I leave her alone. She's up to 300 pounds or better. She was skinny when I met her. She likes barbecue, she likes roast beef too, and she keeps on getting bigger, but what can I do? She used to be really hot, used to love her a lot, but now it's... Well, with about 2 inches of hair, I gotta get past now.
Man, that's nothing. Just hold it out of the way.
Yeah, but Brother Jake, after that, I still got about another inch and a half, maybe 2 inches of gelatinous fat material I gotta manipulate one way or the other.
That's the best part. Why complain about that, man? Get right in there and enjoy it, you know? Give me some more,
anyway,
you know?
Brother Jake, it's times like that that I wish that maybe that I had that extra inch, you know?
Of the hair?
Well, no, because I just run out of what I got. Yeah, but she was skinny when I met her. Used to buy her lingerie, now I wish she'd wear a sweater. All I do is work all day so I can get her more food. When she eats me out of house and home, I used to like to love her, now I leave her alone. She's up to 300 pounds of bed. She was skinny when I met her. Clap with us, y'all. Oh, you gon' take me home tonight. Oh, down south in that red firelight. Oh, you gon' let all hang out that by girls and make the rock and roll go loud. I was just a skinny lad, never knew no good from bad. And I knew love before I left my nursery. That's along with Big Fat Fanny, she was such a naughty, naughty woman, Miff and the White Bee. Oh, you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down side at her flat. Oh, you gonna let all hang out Fat Body Girls, you make the rugged world go round. Fat Body Girls, you make the rugged world go round. With my band across the water, across the land, I seen every blue-eyed boozy all the way. But their beauty and style were kind of smooth after a while, take to them lovely ladies every time. Oh, you'll take me home tonight. Oh, downside and in my life. Oh, then you give it all. You got fat bottom girls, you make the rugged world go round. Fat bottom girls, you make the rugged world go round. I got gorgeous animals, I sniff and see my bones. Ain't no few queens in this locality. Here and I still get the pleasure, still get the greatest treasure. Big woman, you done made a big man of me. Oh, you'll take me home tonight. Oh, damn side and red flylight. Oh, then you smoke up all my pot. Red bottom girls, you make the rocket world go round. Red bottom girls, you make the rocket world go round. Red bottom girls, yeah, yeah. Red bottom girls, more testify. Song that we're going to do for you. This is the most deep poetic song we're going to do all night. It's a song that I wrote back when I was 19 years old, back when I still had a deep poetic soul, you know. It's all kind of gone now. I can still remember and I can live vicariously through this song. This is a song I wrote when I first went off to college. Wrote this song about the first girl I met that was taking birth control pills. Was very significant at the time. Let's just take a second and drink a little. Y'all still drinking? Y'all still awake? All right. Well, let me have a G chord there, buddy. Two, three, four. Keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back, so I don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar. Hallelujah, Lord. You thought you took everything, but you left something behind for me. I scooped it out, I bottled it up, and now it's there on the stand by my bed to remind me. In case I ever forget, you're just a piece of poop, keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back, so I don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar, testify. Pray for Ashby a little bit. Had a moment of weakness once, so I opened the lid for a smell. I said it all came back to me, baby, in one vaporous rush. I remembered you well. How could I ever forget? Lord, you're just a piece of poop, keeping your poop in a jar till the day you come back, so don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar. Oh.
for you, keeping your poop in a jar. Put your hands up till the day you come back, so I don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar. How do you know? Keeping your poop in a jar. Keeping your poop in a jar. Well, I'm keeping your. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I said I'm keeping your. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
A poop in a jar. Wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. For Schwarz You don't have to get all mad about it. Look, I don't have anything later to do except to go back to a
empty hotel room, so. Well, I mean, I've always thought it was like really, really stupid when the band would go off stage and try to make the audience do that whole Coldplay one more song. We can skip that if you want. You want to hear one more? All right, look. We'll play you one more song, and if you would please give us just a couple of minutes to go back here and wash our face and hands and take a pee. Maybe in that order, maybe not. I usually wash my hands first because I'm kind of into hygiene and I've been up here sweating. But then we'll come out and give you all big sloppy hugs and sloppy dog tongue kisses. For you ladies, we'll give you like a nice back down, nice massage, you know. Minor chiropractic adjustment if you like. Whatever the case may be. We'll come out and take selfies and drink beer with you until they throw us out. Thank you very much for coming and giving us a job.
Well,
I don't want to wash my hands twice because then the soap might chafe everything.
It's more important to keep it clean, I'm just saying.
Look, you wash your hands either before you pee or after. Exactly. You don't do both. No, but you get chafing from the soap.
I
know, I've done it many times.
It just says you must wash hands before.
I gotta say, I hate to say it, but I respect my dick more than I do you right now. Be careful who you heckle. First 1,000 were the hard ones. Ways that it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, loving and leaving fast. Guess I must be dumb. You had a pocket full of horses, Trojans that some of them use. It was Saturday night, I guess it makes it alright. You said, what have I got to lose? But honey, I said, little red coat, baby, you're much too fast. Yeah, you are a red coat. You can find love, it's gonna last. I guess I should've closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Kept a little ill when I saw all the pictures, the jockeys that were there before me. Even now, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. It was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You said, baby, have you got enough gas? Oh yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Yeah, you are, little red Corvette. You need to find the love that's gonna last. On the verge of being obscene. So move over, baby. Give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine. Yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Yeah, you are. Little red Corvette. You need to find the love that's gonna last. You got to slow down. You're gonna run your body right. the Lord just take an asshole for a change. Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be, taking everything in my stride. Don't need reasons, don't need rhyme, there ain't nothing that I'd rather do. I'm going down this part of time, yeah, my friends are gonna feel it too. On a highway to hell, highway to hell. If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? 'Cause I must be traveling on now, 'cause there's too many places I gotta see. And if I stayed here with you, girl, well, things just couldn't be the same. 'Cause I'm as free as a bird now.
How about you, Jay?
And as bird you cannot change.